This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
News update follows at 7:30.
Thank you, Shay.
Thanks,
you're
Shay.
Amazing.
I love a brisk wind.
Yeah, I like it. There's been brisk wind in here all morning this morning, I tell you.
I love a good temp.
Oh. Now, listen, Adam Murphy, we're blessed because we have someone very, very famous in the studio with us this morning.
Fabulous.
Well, compared to what we normally get, he is a superstar. And you know what? People are going to ring up going, is this
what
gonna
are you
be,
trying to say?
Is this going to be
exactly.
a skit? Is this a skit?
No, it's not a skit.
It's actually Anthony Clear.
Anthony Clear.
And he's joining us this morning. Straight after this, we're going to interrogate the absolute guts out of him.
I am just floored by how fabulously sparkly you are at this time of the morning. You look amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my alarm went off at 5:30.
Yeah. We look like train wrecks and you've come in here just looking like a superstar.
Hang on. You look like a train wreck.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself.
Oh my God, Anthony Kalira is ganging up on me.
You are a Magpies fan.
I feel
so
blessed. Oh, Anthony at the Essendon supporter who didn't even know you won yesterday.
I'll rub it in.
He says, what team do you go for? She goes, Collingwood. He goes, and you've got all your teeth still. Anyway, we're going to interrogate you after this.
We are.
You are okay with that?
Not a problem.
Yeah, good. All right. I'm Murphy's Law coming up next. Joy 94.9, Murphy's. Oh, hang on. Good. We've got all the mics on. Great. Friday morning this morning, and we are very lucky.
Listen, stop picking on me, you.
I love a producer with attitude.
Attention. I love it. Now, Anthony Clear has joined us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for coming in, because we have a lot of celebrities boycott our show at this time of the morning. It's too early.
Too early.
To get out of bed.
I cheated. I booked a hotel across the road. Just stumble here.
Of course you did.
You know what? I might have to start doing that. That's a good idea.
It is. Just expensive, but good.
Actually, we don't get paid for the show. No, I won't do that.
As an Australian singer, I feel like you've been in all our lives for the better half of the last decade.
Yeah, 9 years.
But there's so much I didn't know about you. I've gone through your bio this morning, and I'm like,
have you gone to Wikipedia?
Yeah, actually.
We did go to Wikipedia.
We went to Wikipedia, and you are Wikipedia to death in there. There was so much stuff. And I was actually fascinated because I didn't realise you toured. Did you do tour with Mariah?
No, I only did the first show.
The first show?
On the Gold
Coast.
But
you met her?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry, I don't have
that
any
sucks.
Juicy story apart from... No, she rocked up, seriously, 3 to 5 minutes before she walked on stage. So she comes all mic'd up, ready to go from her hotel. And then it was my fault to a certain degree. Like, I actually didn't stay to the end of the show when I left. So I didn't really get to meet. I did see her getting out of the car. She gets out of the car really nicely.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great.
The other one was about three assistants.
It does say in here, actually, I was wondering, because it says you performed at the Red Cross Ball in the presence of Prince Frederick and Princess Mary. Is that, like, literally just in their presence?
I sat at their table.
Oh, you sat at the table.
Yeah. Is she lovely?
She was lovely. I sat next to her.
Oh,
it's one of those, again, it's one of those, like, Kath and Kim moments where you go, I feel like Kath Day Knight right here because I don't belong here. But then you think, she was from Tasmania.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Come on, there needs to be an element of
Bogan there. Tassie.
Come on.
Take Tassie out of the girl.
They met at the Slip Inn in Sydney. Hello. That place. Oh,
now, the other one I was going to mention to you before we get onto your album is, now, I saw you in the Hunter Valley performing before Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet her?
Yeah, I met her.
Thank God.
No, I hung out with her. She was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was so... Growing up, like, she's part of everyone's musical sort of landscape. Everyone's got a Whitney Houston album and... Mm. Just to have her walk past me.
Yeah.
And go, hello. And I'm like, oh, that's Whitney. Act cool.
Yeah.
she stepped, you know, and the first time that I met her, she actually stopped past my dressing room door and she just said hello and thanks for doing the tour.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. When she passed away, like, we all have our memories of Whitney and whatever, but you're one of the very few Australians who actually would have got to meet her.
I totally remember that morning because I woke up and it's a friend of mine's birthday on that day and had a got a birthday present yet, so I woke up really early and I got to the shops and when I got into my car, it was a really nice day and I went, what am I going to listen to today? And I put on Whitney Houston, Greatest Hits.
Oh, wow.
And then 15 minutes later, Tim calls me and says, have you heard? And I went, have I heard what? And he goes, oh, it seems as though Whitney has passed. And I just went, okay, not every morning do I get in the car and put on Whitney Houston, Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
But it was just that morning, and then he calls me 15 minutes later, and then I was in the candle shop, and the lady goes, can I help you with anything? I go, shut up. Like, Whitney Houston just died. Like, I really am not interested in your soy candles. I was so, like, oh, I was so rude to her.
Oh,
she's like,
God.
Oh, my God. Passing that good vibe forward.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Whitney Tanty. That was
dude, I had a Whitney Tanty.
Oh, that's fantastic. But listen, back to you. Back to you and what, back to you and what you're doing.
Okay,
at
keep
the
it
moment.
Light. He's not good on sensitive issues.
The new album that you're doing, which is called 30, obviously, it, all because you turned 30, you wanted to create something a little different?
Yeah, no, it's out today, and the thing is, last December I turned 30, and sort of the middle of last year I wanted to put something together that sort of, you know, celebrated that milestone, you know, apart from the party and the wrinkles.
There's not one wrinkle on him.
There is not one.
Oh, shut up. It's good lighting in here. Don't make me laugh. There's more wrinkles. And I wanted to put an album together that, you know, summed up the last 30 years for me. These songs have been a part of my life, and there's a lot of these songs that I've sung live over the years, and I just haven't had a chance to record them. And then there was a couple songs that I've been sitting in my iTunes folder that I've just been waiting for the right time to record. I've written them, you know, quite a few years ago, so I wanted them to be part of this album, I suppose, that, you know, they weren't overshadowed, and they worked with the body of music on there. And yeah, it's an album I'm really happy with, and I got to work with well, I've known James Kempster for 9 years, and so I wanted him to produce this album. I've known Susie Ahern for 15 years, so half of my life, and so I asked her to do a duet with me on the album. And
which is Alone?
Sorry?
Yeah, the track
Alone.
Which
is Alone. And yeah, you know, for someone that's known me for 15 years and is still hanging around, like, you know, that's
pretty
cool.
You can hang around with us for 15 years.
You're
actually really
funny. You light the soy candles, but they're not hanging around.
You're not careful, I'll throw one at you.
We're gonna talk to you more in a moment, but this is the new track, it's I love it. I think it's great. This is called My All on Joy. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. Beautiful. That's a new one from Anthony Kalia. My, oh, I love that track. Who did you write? Do you
we
want to put his mic on?
We haven't turned Anthony off.
That's what Liam thinks of me. Shut the F up.
He's rude, isn't he?
Where did you get it. Who's that about? Because to me, as soon as you sing that, it sounds like you're singing possibly about Tim.
Yeah, totally. I did. I wrote that about Tim, and I wrote that really easily. I think what I've learnt over the years, if you have to try and force something when you're, you know, writing a song, you just walk away from it. Like, don't go with it. But when it just happens naturally, run with it, go with it, and give yourself over to it. And yeah, I love that track. It's
yeah,
one of my
it's beautiful. How long have you and Tim been together? Did you mind me asking?
Oh, I think around about 5 years.
Oh, because we love you too. You're a gorgeous couple.
He puts up with me. Do you know how many people always say, how are you with him? That's like a backhanded compliment.
Oh, my God, isn't it?
Because he's so nice, and apparently I'm the arsehole in the relationship.
No, you're just charismatic.
I'm just direct.
Exactly. Don't let anyone tell you any different. Now, look, I want to say one thing too. The you had 2012, you released Last to Go. Now, I was putting money on that one, that was going to be a massive hit. And I think it's a disgrace that commercial radio stations around the country didn't latch onto that. And that just shows the state of where commercial radio is.
How's it rad?
At this point in time. No, I'm sorry, but that's the way I look at it. Because you know what? It's got to get back in this country to when music is about good music. And that's
right.
It. Because that was a corker. I absolutely love that track. And we had you play at one of my events last year to that track, which actually wasn't not many people knew about the track at that particular time, and it rocked. It was fantastic.
Thanks.
You were really good.
Oh, so. I appreciate it. No, I loved that EP, and, you know, of course I loved it because a few people have actually said, you know, did you just do it because you wanted to be cool and commercial? I'm like, you know what? I actually funded that whole bloody thing myself, so I didn't do it just for the sake of doing it. I did it because I loved it, and at the time I was in LA for about 6 months, and I was working with some really great dance producers and writers, and I just went, I want to do this and just run with it because I'm having a lot of fun with it. And so I did it. I didn't really, to be honest, I did it for myself. And,
yeah, there was a lot of people, actually, I know, because having been in the industry for years, going, wow, he's going to fund this thing himself. That's a huge, huge, massive gamble.
Mm.
But must have been a huge learning curve as well.
Totally. And I think it's, you know, I've been around since Idol, you know, for 9 years now. So, you know, I was with a major label and then I was independent for a while and now I'm with ABC Universal. So, mm-hmm. I think it's really good to understand
how it all works.
Yes. How it all works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, now when I'm talking to the record company, it's like, I sort of get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, that's good.
And I know what recoupable really means. Yeah. So don't spend all the money.
That's good. That's fantastic.
My God. You've done such amazing stuff since Idol. Like, you've obviously learnt so much. You've been around. I can't remember a time when you weren't in our lives. You've just announced another tour to support this album. I'm very excited.
I'm so excited. I haven't toured, my own tour for quite a few years now. So, to be able to get back out on the road, and we're kicking it off in Melbourne on the 13th of July at Crown.
Yes.
I can't wait to get there with my band and just, sing a lot of these songs from the album and then sing a lot of the favourites as well. And I know I'm trying to work out, an hour and a half show. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I just want to keep singing.
For anybody at home who hasn't seen Anthony perform live, and I've been privileged enough to see you perform live a few times, and I am always blown away by the sound of your voice. When you start singing, I'm like, where the hell does that come from? He's amazing.
Yeah.
You're amazing. So out there, if you're thinking about it, get on board.
You know what? I think you are so charismatic. I can't understand why no one's latched onto you for one to be. Would you judge like a voice or the X Factor? Or something like that.
You know what? I would. They probably don't want me because I'm too honest. Like, if you sound like crap, I'm not gonna finesse it. Seriously, you sound like crap.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. No, I think
we need a Simon Cowell type.
Yeah.
It's not even a Simon Cowell type.
It comes back to that asshole thing, doesn't it?
No, shut up. It's not even the Simon Cowell thing. Like, sometimes I watch it and there's someone needs to be told if you're singing totally out of tune. Like,
absolutely.
I would like someone to tell me.
Yeah.
Or, Marsha told me things all the time when I was on Idol and no one ever knew. Like, I would do sound check, camera checks and stuff like that. And she'd rock up to the studio going, "You're not wearing that." And I'm like, "Am I?" And she goes, "No, you're not wearing that." And I went, "Okay." And I'd already done
a camera check
in my... outfit for the performance, and she would send me back into wardrobe and she goes, "Whoever told you to wear that, go tell them that Marsha said you are not wearing that."
Oh my God.
You need someone to tell you.
There's too much. Oh yeah, she's great. Yeah.
But I loved it that she was so direct. She goes, "You're not wearing that."
Yeah.
I'm like, with the whole, Marsha finger and the head
and
that moves.
She's imposing. She's imposing. I saw her. She walked past me in a restaurant in Sydney once and I thought,
She's intimidating.
That's an intimidating woman.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, I sat next to her on the plane a couple of months ago. She takes up a lot more leg room than me. But even sitting next to her on the plane, I'm like, how am I going to do this for an hour and a half? Like,
wow.
Frightening.
Yeah, she just talked all the way. I didn't get a word in.
Like Anna said, we're really excited. We're going to come to the Crown to see that on the 13th of July, the Palms. Also, you've got an in-store performance which is taking place at Westfield Knox.
Tomorrow.
Which is really interesting down there at Knox City.
I've never been there.
Oh, wow. You're in for a treat.
Really?
You're in for a treat.
A few people have said that. Why? I grew up in bloody Werribee.
No, don't stress.
Like, seriously.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I grew up near the shit farm. It's all good.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yep. You can take the boy out of the shit farm.
Yeah, but you can't take...
But listen, that's taking place.
This is taking a turn for the better.
Saturday, that's tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon down at Westfield Knox. And then are you doing a whole bunch of other little in-store stuff like that?
Yeah, no, next week's full on. I'm doing Sunrise and the Morning Show on Thursday, and then I'm doing 10 News at Night, and then I think I'm doing a few in-stores in Sydney, but then I come back on the 15th, I think that is... of May, and I'm at Chadstone.
Wow.
Oh,
that's good.
The fashion capital.
Oh, that's more
right,
style, isn't it?
That's absolutely.
Bit ooh-la-la. Yeah,
that's it. You can wear your bling to Chadstone.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe not. Oh, that's terrible to the people at Knox.
I know. We love you, Knox.
We've just lost the whole audience.
Yeah.
And
look, I was just
joking. What? Prove them wrong.
Absolutely.
Prove them wrong. Tomorrow, come with your bling.
Bling it up.
Bling it out. Now, listen, we're going to play one more track from the album. This is the one you did with, I forgot.
Susie Ahern.
Susie Ahern.
Yeah, I classify her as one of the finest female vocalists in the country. She's just brilliant, and she's going to be on tour with me, so it's great.
This is one of the, in my book, this is one of the greatest songs ever. And when I hear the people are doing covers, I sometimes cringe a little bit going, oof.
Me
this
too.
This thing's amazing. So this is Alone on Joy. And Anthony Clear, thank you very much
Thanks,
for coming
Anthony.
In.
Thanks so much.
Friday Breakfast with Melbourne's only brother-sister radio team.
Murphy's Law.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.